If you're following the race for governor between Scott Walker and Tony Evers, you've probably heard about the teacher who looked at porn at school in 2010. At issue is whether Evers, as the state superintendent of public instruction, should have or could have done anything about it. The night Evers won the Democratic primary, the Republican Party of Wisconsin rolled out a TV ad saying Evers failed to protect kids.
A teacher viewed and shared pornographic material at school. Tony Evers knew about it. The same teacher made sexual remarks about the bodies of middle school girls. Evers knew that too. Yet, despite calls from parents and school officials, Tony Evers sided with the union and refused to revoke the teacher's license. As superintendent of public instruction, Tony Evers is supposed to keep our children safe. But he didn't.
About a week later, the Greater Wisconsin Committee responded with an ad of its own.
Would you trust a career politician or a lifelong educator? After 25 years in office, Scott Walker is desperate to stay in power. So he's attacking Tony Evers and not telling the truth. Tony Evers would never put our children at risk. When the law stopped Tony Evers from revoking a teacher's license for viewing pornography, Tony worked with lawmakers from both parties to change the law so offenders could be kicked out of the classroom. Tony Evers, putting our children's safety and the truth first.
So what's the story behind this political controversy? Molly Beck is the state capitol reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She talked earlier with Judith Sears Poisson.
So who is this teacher who is at the center of this controversy?
So his name is Andrew Harris, and he's a middle school teacher in the Middleton Cross Plains School District. And at the time of this incident, he was caught with about six or seven other teachers looking at pornographic material over about a year's time.
And so this was an ongoing issue. And was he viewing this pornography in the classroom or in the teacher's lounge? Do we know where it was going on?
I believe he was. It might have been in the classroom, but the crux of this whole case is that no children were ever around him when he was looking at it. I believe they were able to prove that he was only looking at this, you know, during a planning period or when he had some off time. It was never during a class.
And how did he get caught, or how did they get caught?
So there was another teacher who was. They had kind of a teacher group that where they planned together, and one of a female teacher in that group, he showed her a picture of a woman's genitalia, and she complained to supervisors about that. And because of that complaint, the district decided to investigate his, you know, internet and computer use and email use, and also did a district-wide investigation, which is how they discovered there were other teachers doing the same thing.
And so what was the punishment for Harris and for the other people who were viewing it?
So Harris was, they recommended that he be fired, and the other teachers who were found to be doing similar things, the discipline ranged from a reprimand to, you know, a few days of suspension. And that is why this case became such a flashpoint in the Middleton community, because Andrew Harris appealed that discipline, and he did so because he argued that his discipline was much worse than the other teachers, even though they were found doing similar things.
But he was actually the one that was receiving it from someone else and then showing it to others. So in a way, it seems like it could be argued that if it were not for him, none of the others would have been viewing it.
And that's what the district argued at the time. The superintendent at the time, Don Johnson, he's no longer there, but at the time he said that he believed Harris's conduct was worse than the other teachers, and that's why the discipline was worse.
So Tony Evers, who is currently the state superintendent of public instruction, running for governor now, he was the superintendent at that point as well. He says that he objected to Harris's behavior, but that he could not revoke the license for him to teach because state law didn't allow him to do it. What was state law at that time? What year are we talking about?
So we're talking about 2008, 2009. That's when he began looking at this material, and ultimately when the investigation began, when the complaint was filed, was in 2009. And at that time, the law that govern when the state superintendent can initiate proceedings to revoke a teacher's license. That law said that a teacher must have engaged in what's known as immoral conduct. And at that time, it was defined as conduct that endangered students. And that is the crucial part of that and the reason that Tony Evers says he could not have revoked Andrew Harris's license because he did not expose any of that material to students. Right after that case, and I believe this case is what prompted lawmakers to look at that law, they changed the definition of that immoral conduct statute, and now State Superintendent Evers and anyone that comes after him can revoke a license just for looking at things like that.
So given that that was the law at the time, what is it that Governor Walker and his supporters are saying that Tony Evers should have done as the superintendent of public instruction?
So Governor Walker, at the time, he initially told a parent who had complained and asked the governor to intervene and asked the state superintendent to revoke the license. He initially said, this is a school board matter. But then after hearing more about it, he sent a letter to State Superintendent Evers saying that he believes that Harris's conduct did meet the immoral conduct definition and that he should revoke the license. And now he is saying that even if, the definition is being interpreted as not being applicable to this situation, he should have tried to revoke the license anyway. And if it ended up in court, then it ended up in court.
We're talking with Molly Beck right now. She's the state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we're digging into a back and forth going on between the Walker campaign and the Evers campaign about a case of a Middleton teacher who was found to be viewing pornography at school, but was not showing the pornography to students and whether his license to teach should have been revoked. So as you said, Molly, it sounds like the key here is that students were not actually shown the pornographic material or exposed to it, and that requirement as part of a burden of proof to be met for revocation of licenses was changed. So is there anything that can be done retroactively in this case because Harris is still teaching, correct?
Right. He's still a middle school science teacher in the Middleton Cross Plains School District. And I should note that though the district spent a lot of money and, a few years trying to fire Harris because of this, they now fully support him and back him and say that the case was never about whether or not students were endangered. But there's nothing that can happen retroactively from Weaver's position. He's saying that I can't apply a law to an incident that happened, before the law existed. He couldn't do that.
What was the response of parents and colleagues when Harris came back to teaching in Middleton?
At the time, he was gone for about 4 years while all this was playing out in court. When he came back, there was a pretty vocal, I don't remember how many parents there were, but there were quite a few, and to the point that it got some news coverage, and I was covering education at the time for the Wisconsin State Journal, so I was covering this case at the time. And when Andrew Harris was returning to class, the district actually put him in a different middle school than where he was when this happened. And there were some pretty angry parents about it, and the district initially tried to offer those parents a study hall that they could send their kids to if their kids were assigned to Harris. As a teacher, but DPI actually stepped in that case too and said, you can't do that. You have to teach kids science. So you can't just offer them a study hall.
And finally, as we wrap up, Molly, is this issue and these ads resonating with the voters?
It's tough to say at this point. I think the next round of polling from the Marquette University Law School polled, that might be give us an indication of whether these attacks and these ads and this whole case is resonating with voters in terms of if they think Tony Evers acted appropriately, or maybe they think the Republicans, they don't like these ads on TV. Maybe they think they're going too far. We'll see. We'll see how it shakes out.
Well, Molly, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Molly Beck is a state capitol reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She talked to Judith Sears Poisson about a Middleton teacher who had viewed pornography at school and is now at the center of Wisconsin's race for governor.